Alain de Botton, in this book, you pose the question, when does a job become meaningful? What do you think the answer is to that?
I think the great hope with work is that you'll be able to take something that's special in you, some quality you have, some way of looking at the world, something you can do, and you'll be able to bring it out of yourself and make something out of it, be it a product, a service, an object, a bowl, an office, whatever it is, and that you'll be able to sell it to other people, and you'll be able to be recognised for it and gain money for it. That sounds simple, but it's in fact incredibly difficult. That is the sort of lifetime search. And many of us simply just don't get there. We don't manage to get that precious bit out of ourselves and onto the marketplace.
Now, your background is in philosophy, but this latest book doesn't read like, it's not a traditional philosophical text, is it? Why did you decide to present your exploration of work in this way?
It's really a kind of travel log. And the reason I did it like that is I think that one of the problems with work is that most of us know our own working areas very, very well. But once you step outside of them, you know, we don't know what other people's offices are like, factories are like. We don't know where stuff comes from, etc. And it felt important to me to put in a lot of local colour to make this a descriptive book, not just an analytical book. There are lots of economics books that will tell you the theory of, you know, trade flows and interest rates, etc. This is not one of these books. This is a book about how work feels, what it looks like, what it smells like.
How are people's attitudes, or how far are people's attitudes towards their work determined by the culture in which they live in?
I think hugely. I mean, broadly speaking, if you're growing up in the UK today, you're growing up with what you could call a middle-class view of work. That is that work isn't just about money. It's about fulfillment. This is the message of the education system, that everybody's got a chance to make something of themselves and to find something that they are inspired to do and will do for love rather than just for kind of slavish need. The great proportion of the UK working population doesn't actually ever get there. And so that's why there's a kind of slight incoherence going on, slight cruel, sentimental incoherence in the message that's been given out to young people. But that's nevertheless, I think, the background most people are coming from.
You've looked in this book at the changing nature of job titles. Why do you say in the book that something is awry with a job title such as Brand Supervision Coordinator Sweet Biscuits? This is at the McVitie's factory that you visited.
I think one of the features of meeting people nowadays, when you say what do you do, people will often tell you a job that you can't quite understand. It will take sort of 6 follow-up questions before you begin to get a sense of what they're doing, if they're not in an industry that you know well. And I think the reason for that is that most jobs are incredibly specialised. You know, the day when people used to have jobs like in children's books, you know, the baker, the butcher, the bricklayer, etc. These days are long gone. Most people are involved in some much smaller cog of the economy. The modern economy rewards specialists. The more specialised your workforce, the more your productivity will increase. The workforce doesn't need someone who, you know, does a bit of Latin in the morning, goes fishing in the afternoon, and, you know, picks up a saw and a scalpel in the evening. You know, we need specialists. And economically, that's brilliant. From a personal point of view, it's quite challenging, because I think all of us have got different parts of our personality that we like to express through our work. And the need to be very, very specialised really challenges that and leads many, many people to think there are so many more bits of me that I'm not able to sort of express through my work.